I'm not sure if it would be a great celebration given what the markets are doing yesterday and today, but never mind, we will be there and we will enjoy ourselves. Maybe it's a buying opportunity on Monday. So thank you, Nicholas, for organizing the Third Capital Link Cyprus Business Forum. We hope that this event will gain momentum and its organization will take place regularly to promote the relations between the Republic of Cyprus and the United States of America. Your Excellency, President of the Republic of Cyprus, dear ministers, deputy ministers, ambassadors, distinguished guests. The last business forum took place in 2018, and since then, Cyprus has progressed considerably in all sectors. Financially, Cyprus' credit rating has been upgraded to A-. The GDP increased in 2024 by 3.4%. New companies moved to Cyprus, including IT, financial insurance, energy, gaming companies, and educational institutions. Natural gas drilling in Cyprus' economic zone continues with positive expectations. The strategic role of Cyprus in the Eastern Mediterranean was recognized during Gaza war. Cooperation with the United States reached new heights under the auspices of President Christodoulidis. The Cyprus Union of Ship Owners, the representation body of the Cyprus ship owning community, has played a leading role for this event. We would like to thank the support of the Deputy Shipping Deputy Ministry and the Minister, Mrs. Marina Hasmanoli, the Invest in Cyprus, the Embassy of Cyprus in USA, and the Cyprus General Council in New York, and of course the organizer, Nicholas and Olga Bournosis, and their team in Capital Link. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nicholas. To enhance the impact of the forum, the event is organized the same day with the closing bell ringing by Safe Bulkers, the largest ship owner of Cypriot Registry, listed in New York Stock Exchange. With these introductory remarks, I will ask now the President of Cyprus Union of Ship Owners, Andreas Hadjigiannis, to deliver his speech.
Your Excellency, the President of Cyprus, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure and honor to welcome you to today's Invest in Cyprus conference here in the dynamic city of New York, a global hub of ambition, innovation, and investment. We are here to spotlight Cyprus, a nation with deep maritime roots, global vision, and a forward-looking economy built on resilience and strategic insight. Though small in size, Cyprus has constantly made an outsized impact. Archaeological discoveries confirm that Cypriots were pioneering maritime trade as early as 9000 BC, building the first commercial ship and shipping obsidian to the Peloponnese and other parts of the Mediterranean. Fast forward to today, and Cyprus is a leading shipping center with one of the largest commercial fleets. But beyond its maritime success, Cyprus has played a vital strategic role, one that is too often overlooked. Years before it became widely discussed, Cyprus was the first to identify and publicly warn about the rising global risks of overdependence on Chinese shipbuilding industry. We caution that this concentration of shipbuilding supply has significant commercial geopolitical consequences, economic coercion, supply chain monopoly, and vulnerabilities in global trade. Our repeated calls to the European Union and Western allies to develop alternative, secure shipbuilding capacities who are driven by one clear conviction. Maritime infrastructure is not just about trade. It's about global balance and strategic autonomy. But Cyprus is more than shipping. It is not just a hub for investors. It is a lighthouse, a place where vision meets value, where you are not just parking your capital, you are powering your future. Why invest in Cyprus? Located at the crossroads of Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa, Cyprus is a natural bridge for regional operations and global commerce. Cyprus is the VIP entrance to global opportunity. It offers direct access to over 500 million European Union consumers, along with robust trade links to global markets. As an EU member, Cyprus offers a secure, well-regulated, and investor-oriented economy. It combines political stability, low bureaucracy, and a highly skilled workforce. 12.5% corporate tax, zero tax on dividends, interest, and capital gains for non-residents. No withholding tax on outbound payments. Over 65 double taxation treaties, including the US. Full compliance with OECD and EU standards. Cyprus follows a commercial law legal system and robust internationally respected legal, financial, and consulting sectors, providing investors with clarity, protection, and confidence. Cyprus is rapidly emerging as a tech and innovation hub and is actively investing in research, startups, AI, blockchain, cybersecurity, smart governance, and e-services. International tech firms are already anchoring their regional bases in Cyprus. A momentum is building. The creation of a deputy ministry for innovation underlines this as a national priority. Aligned with the EU Green Deal, Cyprus is accelerating its transition to low carbon economy. Investment opportunities include renewable energy, solar, wind, green hydrogen, sustainable tourism and infrastructure, Eastern Mediterranean gas reserves and energy corridors. Our maritime sector is also going green. From smart ports to next generation clean shipping, supported by one of the most competitive tonnage tax systems. Cyprus is a United States, and the United States are bound by shared values, democracy, rule of law, and innovation. Our partnership is expanding across defense, maritime security, energy cooperation, technology, higher education, entrepreneurial exchange, and investment. These ties offer fertile ground for strategic collaboration and joint ventures. Cyprus is not just a place to invest. It's a place to live, build, and enjoy life. Safe, clean, cosmopolitan lifestyle, top-tier education and healthcare, attractive relocation and residency programs. Some countries sell you paperwork. Cyprus sells you potential and throws in 320 days of sunshine. It is no surprise that Cyprus is fast becoming a hub for American tech leaders, digital nomads, and multinational executives. In conclusion, Cyprus offers a rare mix of economic opportunities, geopolitical relevance, and unmatched quality of life. The message today is simple. There has never been a better time to invest in Cyprus. As Sir David Walker once said, if a deal is too good to be true, it probably is. To which I respond, Cyprus, it actually is true. Ladies and gentlemen, everything you've heard today, from our strategic foresight to our investors-friendly ecosystem, is made possible by visionary leadership. It is my privilege to introduce a leader who has made economic reform, global investment, and innovation the cornerstones of national priority. A president who understands that modern success is built not on isolation, but on connection across markets, technologies, and ideas. Please join me to welcome to the stage His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Cyprus.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, I think following Andreas' speech, there is no need for my presentation. Thank you, Andreas. Dear friends, I'm delighted to join you today at the Third Capital Link Cyprus Business Forum here in New York City, a city that has given me so much personally. This is a city very close to my heart. For some of the most formative years of my life, I was a proud New Yorker. It is here that I was blessed, and I'm using the word blessed with the meaning of the words, blessed to study and work, a city that is still home to family. New York is also the great city that instilled in me the notion that we can and must always dream big. In this sense, New York City holds the essence of the American dream, that you work hard with decency and ingenuity, seizing all the opportunity the United States has to offer, and be sure that you will succeed. That is, to me, the meaning of the American dream, and it is a dream that is still alive and continues to inspire. It is no coincidence, dear friends, that I'm joined today in this trip by several cabinet members. We are here to make the case for our country, for Cyprus, as a bold investment destination. The visit also comes at a moment when Cyprus and the United States relations are thriving. Our country's ties are robust, ever expanding, and ripe with opportunity. Above all, as Andreas very correctly mentioned, they are solidly founded on shared values of mutual respect, democracy, and of course, a joint commitment to fostering economic cooperation and prosperity. Cyprus has proven time and time again that it's a stable, reliable, predictable, trustworthy partner to the United States, as well as to the United States' closest allies in the challenging yet exceptionally promising region of the Eastern Mediterranean and the greater Middle East. And so, as a new U.S. administration has taken office, opening a new exciting chapter in our bilateral relations, and at a time when the world is undergoing remarkable shifts, I'm particularly excited to engage with each and every one of you, a distinguished group of business leaders, investors, and of course members of our vibrant Cypriot diaspora, which we are very proud. Your continued engagement and collaboration are vital in enhancing Cyprus' global standing and economic footprint. Dear friends, possibly more so that any other place on earth. New York City also encapsulates the idiom location, location, location. And that is precisely one of the key elements that renders Cyprus such a promising investment partner. Of course, geography is a destiny, but it is in our hands to form it. Cyprus lies at the crossroads of Middle East, Europe, Africa, and Asia. A stable European Union member state with long-lasting, excellent relations with all of its neighbors, Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. And these relations have not been built overnight, but rather have flourishing, anchored on historic, cultural, political ties that go a very long way back. At the same time, Cyprus brings unique value. It serves as a natural bridge between Europe, the Middle East, the Gulf, and the United States. This positioning is not only geographical, it is also geopolitical. This positioning is very important, and in this regard, it is also a strategic one. It is a characteristic that serves as the springboard that allows us to foster mutually beneficial cooperation and build partnerships that serve a common vision of peace, resilience, and prosperity. Through the most challenging of times, when our partners and our region have needed us the most, Cyprus has risen on the occasion. And you know very well that a friend in need is a friend indeed. And Cyprus has consistently acted as a true friend, and in doing so has acted as a pillar of stability and security. We are an active contributor to peace, a credible and consistent partner, firmly anchored to the West, and time again, Cyprus has delivered, not merely reacting to crisis, but shaping solutions that are mutually beneficial, and we have been a consistent, reliable safe harbor for our partners in the region, including, of course, the United States, at times of security crisis. And this is the kind of partner Cyprus is to its region, and of course, to the United States. We are fully cognizant of the geostrategic importance of our region, of the Eastern Mediterranean and the greater Middle East. It is actually this potential and opportunity that we are determined to harness, because we believe in a very different narrative for our region than the prevailing one of a region of turmoil. It is up to us to transform it, and of course economic cooperation is a key component, into a region of opportunity and prosperity. And this is our vision. This is the vision of our friends in the region. This is a vision that can yield immense benefits also for the United States. Dear friends, in what is an increasingly complex geopolitical landscape, the deepening of strategic alliance, always in a mutually beneficial manner, is not just desirable, but it is essential. And against this backdrop, the partnership between Cyprus and the United States has taken on even greater significance. Throughout my diplomatic and political career, first as a government spokesman, then as a foreign minister, and now I have been a steadfast advocate for strengthening the relationship, because I have always believed that Cyprus and the United States, two countries bound by shared democratic values and a common commitment to regional stability and prosperity, are natural partners. Since the beginning of my presidency 2 years ago, I have carried a clear vision for Cyprus-US relations, a vision that the potential is limitless, that is underpinned by a clear and deliberate foreign policy approach. It is guided by mutual trust, strategic alignment, and a shared understanding of the critical role Cyprus can play in advancing peace, security, and prosperity in our region, always through cooperation. And that this cooperation yields tangible benefits for the United States, for Cyprus, for the region, and by extension for our common partners in the region, such as Israel. Today, I'm very proud to say that our bilateral ties are a juncture when they can be harnessed for remarkable achievements for both our countries. We have deepened our strategic partnership covering critical areas such as defense, security, economy, investment, energy, education, and more. The strategic dialogue launch has cemented not only our enduring partnership, but also our shared vision of promoting peace, stability, and security in our region. It represents a culmination of long-standing cooperation, and it is only the beginning of a new chapter in our relations. In fact, it was during the first Trump administration that there was clarity of vision on the U.S. side on what this partnership can deliver, and that, in fact, can be groundbreaking. I believe that in the second Trump administration, we can reach unprecedented new historic milestones in our relations. And I really believe that when it comes to U.S.-Cyprus relations, the sky is the limit. Cyprus is also a fervent supporter of transatlantic relations. For Europe, the United States is our greatest, most valuable ally. And of course, dear friends, among partners, there can always be points that require listening mode, taking in grievances and addressing them through dialogue in a way that addresses the concerns of all, always in a mutually beneficial way. And as a committed transatlantic partner, Cyprus is confident that we can work together in good faith to safeguard the prosperity of European and American citizens and businesses. And we are ready to play this role in our capacity during our upcoming presidency of the Council of the European Union in the first half of 2026. Dear friends, stability is not just a matter of security. It is the foundation for sustainable growth, investor confidence, and long-term prosperity. Cyprus, positioned at the crossroads of continents, is not only navigating these dynamics, it is leveraging them. And this is precisely what makes it such a compelling hub for business and investment today. Through responsible governance, fiscal discipline, and of course the resilience of our people, I can state with confidence that we have turned the page. Today, Cyprus stands not only as a symbol of resilience, but as a European success story, ready to embrace a new era of sustainable growth and international economic engagement. In 2024, our economy grew by 3.4%, one of the highest rates in the European Union, despite international geopolitical instability and the serious challenge faced by strong Eurozone member states. Our country's public debt has been reduced to below 66% of GDP, representing one of the most significant declines in the European Union. For 2024, we recorded a robust fiscal surplus of over 4%, and Cyprus has also been recently upgraded after 13 years to Category A by all major international rating agencies. This represents a clear vote of confidence in our responsible economic policies. And actually, IMF was in Cyprus and issued a concluding statement last week after they completed their mission, praising the Cyprus economy for demonstrating impressive resilience. Equally positive are the results in the labor market. Today, for the first time since 2008, unemployment in Cyprus stands at 4.9%, achieving full employment conditions. What is more important is the reduction in youth unemployment, which is the highest in the European Union with a rate of 6.2%, while job vacancies are increasing, reflecting a dynamic labor market. Through our long-term vision, we are implementing reforms that enhance transparency, government efficiency, and competitiveness. This vision is supported by targeted policies and initiatives such as revamping our investment strategy and positioning Cyprus as a global center for innovation and sustainable development. Our strategy focuses on attracting investment and talent, making Cyprus a top destination for business and innovation. Key measures include competitive tax policies, regulatory simplification, and specialized incentives for industries like technology, finance, and energy. As a government, we are also investing in digital transformation, infrastructure, and the establishment of innovation centers to foster a vibrant entrepreneurial ecosystem. And this approach aims to strengthen Cyprus' appeal as a destination for high-value investments and skilled professionals from around the world. Today, you had also the opportunity to hear from the governor of the Central Bank and executives of Cypriot banks as they spoke about the new, very promising reality in the banking sector in Cyprus. Our banking sector is now characterized by strong capital and liquidity ratios. Beyond the transformation of the banking sector, Cyprus has earned international recognition for its effective implementation of sanctions, restrictive measures, and the AML directives. At the same time, we are firmly committed to further enhancing our anti-corruption framework through concrete structural reform with the support also of the U.S. authorities. Dear friends, Cyprus enjoys a strategic geographic position as a trade and investment hub, providing access to global markets, linking Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, and we are very proud of this. Cyprus' familiar and transparent business-friendly legal framework based on English common law, investor protection measures, strong professional services, and financial sector make Cyprus an attractive jurisdiction for expanding international portfolios. While tourism continues to be as one of the traditional sectors, achieved record-breaking arrivals and revenues in 2024, Cyprus' value proposition extends well beyond the traditional industries, with expanding opportunities in energy, in education, innovation, and technology. Cyprus is also emerging as a thriving hub for technology, especially for fintech, regtech, and game tech companies, offering an innovation-friendly business environment, strategic EU access, and strong financial incentives for global firms looking to expand. Over the past decade, Cyprus technology and fintech sectors have expanded at an exceptional pace, now accounting for more than 13% of our GDP. As a government, we actively facilitated this growth through favorable tax incentives, grants, and expedited licensing processes for fintech firms, positioning Cyprus as a prime hub for both startups and established enterprises. Ladies and gentlemen, Cyprus' role in strategically reshaping its energy landscape and its role as a key energy player in the Eastern Mediterranean deserves special mention. A key part of this transformation is the development of several major projects and commercial opportunities, and the presence of energy giants, including U.S. companies such as ExxonMobil and Chevron, is a testament of the immense potential of the energy sector in Cyprus. Another critical opportunity lies in Cyprus' natural gas resources in its exclusive economic zone. Cyprus, together with neighboring countries, especially Israel and Egypt, aim to create the Eastern Mediterranean Energy Corridor, which could include the transportation of natural gas and eventually hydrogen and green energy from renewable sources. Cyprus is also advancing its effort in LNG imports through the development of the LNG terminal, with plans to regasify LNG for power generation. This is expected to drive further business opportunities in energy infrastructure and contribute to regional energy diversification. These developments, combined with Cyprus' strong push for renewable energy and storage, present a compelling environment for investors and energy companies to capitalize on emerging energy markets and infrastructure projects in our region. Last but not least, we boast a proud maritime tradition spanning over 3,500 years. Cyprus, since gaining independence back in 1960, has embraced shipping as a key pillar of its political and economic identity, evolving into a modern maritime state. With a strong sovereign flag and a well-established resident shipping industry, Cyprus offers high standards and quality services. Today, we are very proud that shipping contributes around 7 to 8% of our GDP and supports over 60,000 jobs, both onshore and at the sea. And this progress was made possible. I would like to mention this and thank Polis and Andreas and all the people in the shipping industry. This progress was made possible through the close, very constructive cooperation between public authorities and the private shipping sector. Dear friends, the economic progress we have achieved provides a solid foundation for looking outward with confidence, with ambition, and with clear sense of purpose. Cyprus is a leading destination for foreign direct investment, with net FDI stock reaching 86.6 billion euros in 2023, which is equivalent to approximately 275% of our GDP. This reflects not only investor confidence, but also the strength of our business ecosystem. In recent years, we have seen strong inflows from the United States and across Asia, including the Middle East. And Cyprus is increasingly chosen by international companies as a base for regional headquarters, offering access to both developed and emerging markets. U.S. companies are already demonstrating strong confidence in the potential of the Cypriot market, notably the financial services, technology, and real estate sectors, currently represent the top three categories of foreign direct investment from the United States into Cyprus. And building on this solid foundation, we are committed to further expanding and deepening these investment ties in the years ahead. My visit to the United States forms part of a three-state tour, New York, Texas, and California, exactly designed to highlight the growing potential of the Cypriot economy and to explore untapped economic opportunities in specific economic sectors with one of our most valued partners. the United States. In each of these states, starting here in New York and continue on to Houston and San Francisco, my delegation and I are engaging with business leaders, investors, and policymakers to strengthen the economic dimension of our bilateral relationship. We are here not only to showcase Cyprus' dynamic and resilient economy, but also to identify areas where synergies between our economies and business communities can be expanded for our mutual benefit. Dear friends, as we bring this conference to a close, I want to express my sincere appreciation for the insightful exchanges and the spirit of partnership that has defined our discussion today. The relationship between Cyprus and the United States is one of remarkable potential, and it is my firm belief that we can reach unprecedented new heights in this new chapter, always for the interests of our countries and our peoples. Special thanks to the organizers and to all of you for your attention, your engagement, and your continued interest in Cyprus. As I have said, sky is our limit. Thank you very much.